Hello, Mississippi is back.
With Ashley.
Yeah, she here
And
too.
oh, for real, it's like that.
All up in here.
So what are you talking about? Oh my
In the
gosh.
peace.
In the what?
We're in the peace. I don't
In
know what that means.
the yeah, I don't.
We're in this peace. That's what I meant to say.
We're in like the Justice Hall
Audi
piece.
5000 G.
Audi.
Audi 5000 G.
So the Audi 5000,
Oh.
we were I'm gonna give some history on that. So I don't know how we got into watching like this thing on YouTube, but it was telling us about how Audi used to have a some kind of
Acceleration
yeah,
problem,
acceleration problem.
random acceleration or
Something,
something.
it was something like that. And so they were called like Audi 4000s, Audi 3000, and then there was an Audi 5000, right? And so we're thinking like, man, that's where Audi 5000 came from, because it was like, oh, unintended acceleration,
Yeah, so I'm
right?
out. So that's why in
So
the 80s or
the
90s,
90s, because
Audi
Tevin Campbell used
5000,
to say it.
Audi 5000 G.
G. Yeah, so we're like, we never knew where that came from until we saw that unintended acceleration in Audi. So if you guys are ever watching YouTube and you go down that rabbit hole,
It's
do
on a
the
60 minutes piece, isn't it?
oh, I think so, like
60
60
minutes.
minutes. Yeah.
Oh, the people dressed back then.
Yeah.
Ed Bradley had a hole full of hair back then.
So
Hi, I'm Ed Bradley.
try the Audi five, no, unintended acceleration
Acceleration.
Audi. Yeah, look that up.
Yeah.
So what's going on, Mr. Sippy?
Nothing
How
much.
you feeling right now?
I'm feeling lit. I'm feeling litty.
Okay, so like he's
I'm feeling
using
lit.
the young people.
No,
He's
I'm gonna use my
speaking
words.
hip hop right
I'm
now.
gonna use my words I grew up with. I'm crunk right now.
I don't understand hip hop.
Nah,
He's
you know what
speaking
crunk
hip hop.
is. You know what crunk is. You grew up with Lil Jon. Yeah. What? You
You're
grew up with Lil
not
Jon.
turning down for what?
No one.
Turned down for what?
I just turn up my collar.
Okay. I think it's pop the collar though.
No.
Isn't it pop your collar?
Ever since I could remember, I was popping my collar. Popping my, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's
Well,
popping the collar.
okay. Well,
Yeah.
I'm still not turning down my
Yeah, let
collar.
the West Coast correct the South.
Wow. That's how
Yeah,
you feel?
popping the collar.
I got a bump on my back.
Okay, that's too much information. I don't want to see it. Okay. No, I'm not looking. No, I'm not looking at it. No, I'm not. Not right now.
Okay.
Okay, so anyway.
It's on my back, though. We are live in a state near you.
Not a state.
In
This is not a.
one of your 50
This is
states.
not a state. This is
Well,
a.
I didn't know where we are.
But it. Okay.
Goodness, woman. You never
So.
leave, you gotta leave mystery. You can't just.
Woo.
Okay.
Okay.
We're
So
getting off
that
topic
was
now.
like the mystery. Woo.
What happened? You just told
Anyway,
me.
if you're ever in the Chevy Chase area,
Dang, you even isolated even more.
if you're ever there and there's like a lounge called Chevy Chase Lounge, make sure you go there. There is a bartender there. She is the greatest and she makes the best drinks. And I believe that is what Mr. Sippy and I are still feeling the effects from. Is that the case,
It was
Mr.
only 30
Sippy?
minutes ago.
Yeah, but I went in there on an empty stomach because all I had for lunch was like a smoothie.
I had cafeteria pizza.
Yeah, so he
No.
had prison pizza.
School cafeteria food is awesome. What are you talking about?
So he had cafeteria food, and awesome. I had a smoothie. So I was trying to be healthy. Dude, can you stop scratching?
Okay.
You just said you're cold. Look at you.
But also my back is itching.
Okay.
I got a bump on my back.
Okay, no.
It's right there.
All right. So anyway, moving on. So how do we wind down on a Friday? Isn't that one of the questions?
We get lit.
Okay, he's tripping right now. There's a
that's
lot
another one tripping. That's Juicy J. Not a Juicy J.
Trippy.
Who
the heck is Juicy J?
Trippy. 3-6 Mafia. Come Who? On, man.
Okay, I'm sorry. Mafia. That's
Juicy J. Kane. Rex.
I didn't grow up with that.
I'm throwing Rex.
I didn't. I don't know. You know that wasn't like a Bay Area
Juicy
thing.
Juicy fruit. Juicy J. Don't say no. Don't disrespect the man. Like
Juicy.
What? Juicy J. DJ Paul.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Crunchy
Paul
Black.
Wall.
Crunchy Black.
Paul Wall.
Lord Infamous.
He's my future ex-husband.
Paul Wall.
Yeah.
Crawling down like fire ants. Yeah, I know Paul Wall.
Well, I don't know that song though.
Yeah.
Your teeth look really white right now.
Because I go to the dentist. I had a deep clean. Now I'm enunciating all my words.
You're pronunciating.
So I'm pronunciating all my words so you can see my teeth. They're glowing. If you turn off the light, they'll bling like a light show.
Oh, that's not good. That's like radioactive. Yeah. Like, huh.
I use the radioactive tools in my mouth to help me see my teeth better.
Are we on air?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh, we're not even playing any music tonight. You're just like...
I got some music. Thank you. You're far too kind. You could have been anywhere else tonight, but you started here with us. Hey, what's up? I see you out there. Yeah. You know something? This is something that was on my mind. You know, I was riding home with someone today, and I've come to the realization that I hate pedal pushers.
What are the
pedal pushers? I don't like pedal pushers. You don't know
are those like the half pants that people used to wear?
See, I knew someone of your age would say that.
That's what my mom used to say.
And that's what I would think about. But I don't like I don't like pedal pushers. So my description of pedal pusher, yes, it's the short pants, or they call it capri pants now. But that's not it. A pedal pusher is a person who constantly taps on the gas while they're driving and try to stay at 50 miles per hour or 60 miles. They just constantly tapping
like people
on the gas.
People doesn't do that.
No, you don't do that. But I don't like that. I feel it in the car when you're tapping on the gas like that. You're just tapping. I'm like, why did a person tapping on the gas pedal like that? So to all you pedal pushers out there, I just set the cruise control because the other passengers don't like it. I don't like it. I think I'm sensitive to pedal pushing. So just don't pedal push the pedals of the cars. All right. That's what got under my skin.
So that's what crossed the line.
That's what crossed the line with me today. Pedal pushers. Don't you push that pedal. Just leave it on the gas and press that pedal just one time. There's no need to keep pedal pushing.
Pedal pushing.
There's no need.
Pedal pushing.
So pedal push.
Don't do it.
Push, don't.
Don't pedal push, man. Don't pedal push. Don't tap on the gas and don't pedal push. Pedal push. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't care to push that car. Just hold the gas down, baby. Go 55 miles an hour.
55.
Stop it all with that pedal pushing. Stop it with that pedal pushing.
No pedal pushing.
No pedal pushing.
Oh my God.
No pedal pushing. Pedal pushing. Yeah. I hate getting in the car with the pedal pusher.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah, he's done.
We can move on.
Oh.
So what bothers you?
Okay.
On this illustrious day.
On this. Oh my gosh. So this has been like a super, super long week. I don't know if anybody else has experienced this.
It was extra long for some reason.
But this has been like a super, especially like if you work in the field of education.
Super slow.
I mean, this is like super long.
It's like when you wait on your breaks, especially the Christmas break, the weeks become those last few
long
days.
Long and like long.
Extra long. Like, I thought 3 o'clock was never going to get here.
Oh, like, my gosh. Like, man, I'm just looking for, like, 1 o'clock. Because after that, it's pretty much over. Yeah, it's tossing on the baby's thing. But, yeah, so, oh, my gosh. Anyway, so who crossed the line with me today? I would say some young people. Because they just... Okay, so when I was growing up, I don't care. I'm just going to come out. I'm 43. Well, I'll be 43 this month. And when we would see elderly people or just older people walk by, we would stop our conversations and we would speak to them. And after they got far enough, we would continue our conversation.
Showing proper respect.
Right. Yes. Showing respect. And that went for teachers, preachers, anybody that was an adult, right? You know, we respected them. Even if they were mean, it was like, okay, yes, okay, whatever.
Even if they were like 22.
You know, you still addressed them as Mr. or Mrs. or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but now it's like the youth of today. And I sound so old saying this. They don't respect anyone or anything. So not only will they continue using foul language, but they'll even go further and talk about you while you're walking by.
Yeah.
And
well, this is a disclaimer. We're gonna say all.
Not all. Because there are some parents that do care.
Yeah.
And that, like us, you know, we have children and we teach them. Uh-oh. Got the Holy Ghost. And we teach them, you know, how to act, you know, with elders, with older people. But, you know, that the ones that whose parents don't parent, they have crossed the line. And then when something happens, that's when they want to blame somebody. I'll never forget that show we watched. I think it wasn't Matlock. If you guys are old enough to remember Matlock. But Matlock was like this awesome show about this awesome lawyer who always, you know, he always won. But
it's
it
like
wasn't
Chuck Norris.
Oh man, Chuck Norris. What was it? Texas Walker Ranger?
Yeah, you're Rangers stand behind.
Oh, that show went hard, man.
Still does.
It still does. Our children watch it. They love it. Oh my gosh. Like, I don't even care about his political party. Like, I will watch that show. Like, nothing. Like, I will watch it. I will watch a whole marathon of it from season 1 to season 4.
Yeah.
But what show was that? I think it was In the Heat of the Night.
Oh, goodness.
In the heat.
Yeah, that's
of... I would watch In the Heat of the Night, man, back to back to back to back. I love that show. So anyway, on one of the shows, one of the teachers they interviewed said that teachers teach and parents parent. And that's not happening. And so that has really crossed the line with me. And it makes it harder to deal with some of today's youth. Because they are lacking the will to do things. And they all want to be YouTubers and, you know, not work hard for anything. They don't even want to drive. I remember back when I got my license in 1992. Ooh, that was a long time ago. Yep. All I wanted to do, yeah, they were. They have a fixed cell phone. My dad had one.
You couldn't afford one.
I couldn't, but my dad did. His had a strap to it. Yeah. So anyway, like, now you made me forget. I was going to say that's how old I am.
Teachers teach.
Yeah. What about teachers teach? Man, you just messed me up.
I did.
Oh my gosh, Mississippi just messed me up. Is it Mississippi or was it what we had earlier?
It's Mississippi.
Because we were sipping on something, Mississippi.
Yeah, Mississippi.
So anyway, it's just wrong. It's just wrong. Teachers teach, parents parent, and that's not happening now.
Supposed to.
That's right. It's supposed to happen. And more parents are, I'm at 5%. And more parents are, you know, just letting the schools handle it. And it's not turning out well. So I'm just saying to those parents that aren't teaching, that aren't parenting, there is another form of authority that will take over that you may not like. And they're called the one time, the 5-0, the law, the boys in blue.
The peas, the chocolate toppers.
I love a man in uniform, you know.
Man.
Oh my gosh. But anyway.
The people. The blue
if
light
you,
shitty
if
boys.
You don't parent, they will. And you don't want that.
Shitty boys
and blue. Now, hey, those of you that actually look good in that uniform, what's up? I mean, you what? Know, if I was young. Like what?
No,
like
want,
15 no. years from now?
What?
From before? That's what I meant to say. Like 15 years before.
Turn his microphone off.
Before 15 years before, babe. Before we met. Like if you met a lady in a uniform, 15 mm-hmm. years before.
That's how it's about me.
What? I'm just saying. You'd be like, "Hey, lady, what's up?" Well, I'm just saying.
You're saying what's up now?
I didn't mean that. What's up now? But if you need some counseling, I'm here.
Okay. All right, man.
For those that, you know.
You walking on eggshells right now.
Yeah.
You about to crack it all the way open.
Crack.
All up on the thin ice.
All up on the thin ice. Okay. So, anyway, that's what crossed the line for me today. So what's going on in the world today? What's going on? To all of my people in the world, what's up? Hey, to my people in, or is it New Zealand? I think there was like an earthquake there. I hope you guys are doing okay. I'm from California, so I know how that is. We didn't have any active volcanoes there, but I know you guys have some. I think you do. No. I think you're on a fault line. But anyway, what's up? I hope you guys are okay. Let me know. Send me an email, positiveecs@gmail.com. Let me know how you're doing, what's going on. Just let me know because I know how it is being in an earthquake. It's not cool. It's very scary. Especially when the walls and everything are just like shaking and stuff. I think Mississippi, he was in his first earthquake
scariest thing of my life.
Yeah, because he's from Mississippi, so you know he never experienced it before. Oh my gosh! So like he's not one for athletics. You know, he used to play football back in the day. But now, you know, he's not one for
old age set in.
Yeah. Yeah, it's old age. That's what we want to call it. So anyway, when the earthquake happened, I think this is like in March. Weren't we in Anaheim?
California. Yeah, right, across the street from Walt Disney.
Yeah, we were. Oh my god. Disneyland. Disney World's in Florida.
At the Hilton Hotel.
We're on the 12th floor because you wanted a high floor. Yeah, you did.
Facing the park.
And like, oh, you'll be able to see the fireworks.
Yeah.
So that night, we were there for what? We were there for my dissertation thing, right?
Yeah, you were there for 3 nights.
And so the fireworks popped off. Like,
one popped off and that was it.
And then the earthquake started. It just started shaking and shaking.
They felt it first on the ground before we felt it up.
Yeah. And so, like, when you're on the 12th floor, you just hear, like, a whole bunch of iron and stuff.
I heard the world coming to an end. That's what I heard. I heard the world is coming to
an end. Oh my gosh. So
aliens
like
are coming.
So like I told
the
you
earth is about to split open.
Mississippi is not too athletic now after we've had the children and everything. Man. So I've never seen him run so fast down how many flights? 12 flights of steps.
Yeah.
Like I was holding the baby and I'm like, come on. Wait, I'm holding the baby. Like give him to me.
So in my athleticism, we switched kids.
So how old is the other one? Like, wait, maybe 3 or 4? Mm-hmm. But the other one was an arm baby. He could still walk. Yeah,
he could walk.
So he was probably like one or two.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. Yeah. Oh my gosh. But this guy right here, he ran so fast. Never seen him run that fast in my life.
Didn't even have time to put on my Spanx. Just t-shirt and basketball shorts and some loose tied up tennis shoes.
Oh my gosh.
I was slamming down them 12 steps.
He ran right so fast. So fast.
Out the door.
Oh my gosh. Like, I was like, wait.
Yep. Ain't gonna catch me in no building.
No, so we finally made it out. Like for him, it was like zoom, and he was like already on the first floor.
I was the Flash.
Like I don't know if he was sliding down the rails with the baby in his arms. Like
he was gone.
Oh my gosh! But anyway, so for everyone that's in New Zealand and you're having an earthquake, I know how it is. It's very scary. It's extremely scary, especially if a building is coming down or if it's shaking, if you're in a high rise or whatever. It's extremely scary. So my heart goes out to you because I can understand that. I completely understand. It's yeah, we know, right, Mississippi?
Yes.
He knows because that was his first and... Was it? It wasn't the last one, was it?
It was a lot of aftershocks, but
oh yeah,
in the area, but yeah, it was like the last one.
That yeah, that he was in.
Haven't been too many after that.
Because the one, missed the one in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
By a day.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh my gosh! And then one happened in Napa Valley.
Yeah.
In California and all that precious wine. Oh my gosh, the precious wine. It just went to waste. I can't stand it when wine goes to waste, especially the red wine. That just breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. Okay. So anyway, let's get back to this. So what's on your mind tonight? Anything in particular? You said impeachment.
Oh, well, I guess, yeah.
Kind of, sort of, but not really.
Not really, but yeah. It's, you know, just listening to the people speak is entertaining itself.
It's like...
So it's a soap opera almost type deal going on.
It is, right?
It's entertaining. It's entertainment for America, but at the same time, it's sad entertainment, and it's what we're doing. It's what's going on. But this will be my second impeachment in my lifetime.
Oh yeah.
So I knew why they told the first one to go out. He probably should have stayed in. Ain't nothing wrong with that, but.
It wasn't from his woman, though.
No, but he is the president, though.
Think women are attracted to men of power?
Yep, you just said not too long ago. You like a man in suit.
I do like a man in a uniform.
So,
I do.
Are you attracted? So, as a president, are you attracted to the guy of power, or are you attracted to the position?
I just like the uniform. Like, but a president, I like the orderliness. Well, I don't like that. I just like the uniform. I'm not attracted to the power. Like, if I see an officer and you know, he has a nice haircut.
See,
like,
all officers in uniform?
Not all officers. They have to be, like, you know, so, like.
Sheriff Roscoe Pico. He wears a uniform.
Well, it depends on how he talks to me.
You can get them new boys.
I'm like, you know.
Come on, big fella. Get some of these pig knuckles.
Ew, no. I have to pass on that. I have to pass.
So is Boss Hogg more so your speed?
Yeah, he like Boss Hogg. He's yeah. Power. Yeah, I'll feed him some barbecue.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
To each his own.
Yeah, I'll feed Boss Hogg some barbecue. So yeah. Wow. Yeah. Now, growing up, I love the Dukes of Hazzard. I love watching. I like the car.
Every young person that grew up watching the Dukes loved the car. Didn't know what the general
was. I would get that car now.
Who he did or what he did and how
General Lee was kind of bad.
I mean, to be honest, growing up in Mississippi, I didn't even hear about General Lee. I knew that the Confederate flag was bad, but I really didn't know
why. General Lee wasn't a real person, was he?
Yeah, that's why he took all those General Lee statues down like a few years ago.
Wait a minute. Whoa. I thought it was another Lee.
That's who General Lee is.
Oh, dang.
The Confederate Army and all that?
I still like the car, though.
Of course.
I still like the car.
Yeah, of course.
I will ride that car.
01?
I will ride 01. I will wear the t-shirt.
Yeah.
Because, you know, just because it's the Dukes of Hazzard.
It's the nostalgia. It's what
Hazzard
you grew up
County.
With.
Yeah.
It's what you grew up
and we didn't think anything about it. Nope. Like, we liked it.
Nope.
I'm sorry. But yeah, I'll do that.
Might rather.
But yeah, but anyway, yeah, Boss Hogg and his all white. He can go to an all white party.
Yeah, he'll hang out with Diddy. Take that. I'll take them wigs.
Oh, shoot. I think I just wiped off my eyebrows.
Nobody can see you, bro.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but the General Lee, I rock the General Lee. No problem.
And no problem.
Jumping no hills and stuff, no ditches. But yeah.
Okay, so we're doing a new segment on this show, and we have some odd stories. Hit it.
Odd stories. These are your odd ODDs.
Your oddities?
I said ODD. How you spell I? OOD?
ODD.
So why you laughing at me?
I just said oddities.
Why are you saying oddities?
Because that's my part of the song.
It's your oddities. Oh, your oddities.
Oh, somebody else liked the Dukes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Luke and Bo Deep. And Daisy. Daisy Deep. What was the grandpa?
Uncle Jesse.
Uncle Jesse.
Who didn't know Uncle Jesse? He always made moonshine, right?
Yeah. The best moonshine.
Oh, from Sweden. Oh, hello. Yeah, so You're from Sweden, so you have to watch the Dukes. I guess you could probably like
YouTube
watch, yeah, YouTube, and they yeah. they will always do jumps over like ditches and stuff.
Like, you butchered that. That's wrong.
Did I do it?
That's wrong.
How was it? Okay. He's gonna do it.
Let me clear my throat.
Clear your throat.
See, whenever they were in high pursuit.
Yes.
Hot pursuit. Okay. Smoking with them? Okay. Whenever they were in hot pursuit. Running away from Chef Roscoe Pico Train in Enos.
They would
always find some little jump that would send them over a ditch or over something, another car in town. Somebody seemed to always working on a road that's end up being closed.
Okay.
And so when they made the jump, they would say, and these are their exact words, "Yeehaw!"
That's what they would say.
Ain't no hee-haw. No, that's a donkey.
Yee-haw.
See, now you're thinking about hee-haw.
What is hee-haw? That,
hee-haw was a country show that used to come on.
I never watched hee-haw.
80s and 90s. I used to watch hee-haw.
Okay, see.
I love watching hee-haw.
He's from the southern part of the United States. And I'm from the West Coast, okay? I don't know anything about that.
Yee-haw.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, hee-haw.
Hee-haw's a different show.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I like to take you down history land every once in a while.
Thank you.
No, TV land is my thing. I used to watch Mr. Ed. I used to watch Dennis the Menace.
What's up, Annette?
She's from Sweden.
Yeah.
You want to help me with my hope sack?
Let's see. Now you have to watch.
I'm sorry.
What movie is that?
That's Trading Places.
Trading Places.
It's an older movie with Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, look that one
they
up.
She couldn't get
an Austrian accent right. So,
yeah. she did a Swedish.
But that might not even be true.
That might not be true.
Yeah.
So if I offended you, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But it was funny.
He's an American. Americans don't know much, you know.
2 + 5 = 18.
Yeah. Well, you know math, though. You're very good at math. Okay, can we get to my stories?
You had a story?
My odd stories. You just sang the song.
Odd stories. Okay. Oddities of your odd stories. ODD.
Okay, so.
Oh, no. I'm spelling something else.
What are you spelling?
Oddities.
Okay.
I'm done. Okay.
You're going to make me start snorting.
Don't do that.
I'm going to start snorting.
That's not becoming.
Okay, so the first odd story. It took place in Australia. A couple returned home from work and were shocked to find a 10-foot python coiled up in their Christmas tree.
Man, why are you telling me this stuff before?
I forgot, because he doesn't like snakes.
Oh,
So he said, my partner has gone out there, and they're actually videotaping, and they found the snake in the Christmas tree. Oh. The snake was wrapped up in the Christmas tree. So it was a bit of a shock, and they, you know, because you don't really expect to find a snake in a Christmas tree.
Okay. You had to turn your head to me when you say snake.
I didn't turn my head. How can you see me turn my head? You can't see on that. You saw me turn my head.
I felt your breath on my face.
Oh, you felt my breath. Okay, I'll talk a little bit lower. So anyway, they found a beautiful python snake in their Christmas tree.
Still turning my way.
I'm turning your way because I'm talking to you. I'm
talking to the people.
Okay, I'm talking to the people. All right, so another story.
What kind of story?
This is another odd story.
Odd story.
This horse, you guys know like racing horses and stuff. So this horse was named Touch of Generator.
What?
That's the horse's name. You know, they named Touch of Generator.
Oh, Touch of.
Touch of Generator. And so they found the horse entangled in an active power line. So they got the horse out. So yeah. Okay.
That's it for y'all story.
No, I've got one more. I've got one more story. So
man, you loud.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am loud. Huh? I'm sorry. That's what happens when you drink, you know, oh vodka. Gosh. Okay, so in Lithuania, I've never flown Lithuania air. I would like to, but this particular
I thought I missed it for airline.
Mrs. What?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so an airport in Lithuania, they created a Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. In their airport.
Awesome.
But they made the Christmas tree out of confiscated items.
Not awesome.
So, like, the Christmas tree, it looks like a whole bunch of scissors, dang, a whole bunch of lighters, and stuff that they take from people at an airport.
What?
It showed a story. It showed a picture.
So, this picture is of, like, everything that just you shouldn't bring on an airplane.
Right. It was an ensemble of prohibited items that were seized by security officers during a screening.
A Christmas tree made by Tim Burton, huh?
Oh, but that would be kind of like dead creatures and stuff.
Still.
Yeah.
Steven Spielberg Christmas tree?
That would be like aliens and stuff.
Very cool Christmas tree.
Who did that? Wes Craven?
Wes Craven.
Did Wes Craven do that?
I don't know.
Freddy Krueger. Who did Freddy Krueger?
Wes Craven.
Okay. Anyway, so the moral of the story is, if you don't want to add to the Christmas tree, then don't bring things that don't belong in an airport.
Or home.
Oh! Okay, so we have a call from Annette. Let's connect. Can you hear us?
Okay, yes, I can. Hey, guys.
Let me stop this. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi!
You guys are too funny. You're Iceland, guys. I'm from Sweden, actually. I just can't fall asleep. And obviously, I got the pods, you know, whatever, podcast. And I got you on my thing over here.
Okay.
I start listening, and you guys are hilarious. You know, I'm Swedish, but
I'm not trying. This is me. No,
you guys are just sitting there chilling or whatever you do. Maybe you just had one or two too much, but no, it's too funny. I'm in Sweden right now, and it's 5:03 in the morning, and I could not fall asleep. And here I am listening to you. I used to live in New York, actually, but.
Oh, wow, okay.
Besides the point, where are you guys from, by the way?
Well, I'm from California.
Oh, and Mississippi.
Yeah, he's from Mississippi.
Oh, Mississippi. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
It's not an exciting place.
No.
It's not exciting. Right, I mean, it is, you know.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not.
But do you guys, I'm not offended by anything, you know, what you say. It's too funny because you bring certain things up that is, you know, it's of point, you know, it's funny. Oh, and okay. You said something about a Christmas tree and I start to laugh my ass off over here. Because, you know, I travel a lot and, you know, they find things in my bag and, you know, they throw it in the garbage can, quote unquote, that's what they say, but they don't.
Yeah.
They probably take it home. They give it to Christmas presents to whatever, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Because almost got arrested.
Like that bottle of wine you try to sleep on the plane.
Yeah.
They take it. You know, they don't pull it out.
And no, they don't. You know, they probably lick it off. They garbage can of, anyway. You know, that's what they do. But I almost got arrested because I moved from New York to Sweden and I accidentally had a knife. In the bag that I was supposed to put on the plane, and I didn't know. Oh, exactly. So what happened? that it, when I went through the customs, the you know, security, they said, "Oh, ma'am, what do you have in your bag? Do you have a knife?" I said, "No, I don't. I don't ever take knives in my bags. Are crazy?" So, "So what is this?" "Oh, and I forgot. Of course, it was a knife." Yeah. And then they said, "Oh, ma'am, come here. We're gonna take this and we're gonna confiscate it." So I said, "So what are you gonna do with it? Are you gonna take it home to your friends or family? What are you gonna do with it?" He said, "You have an attitude, ma'am. You're gonna throw it in the garbage can." And I said, I want to see you throw in the garbage can." And the guy, he took me aside. He didn't show me that he threw it in the garbage can. And my friend was with me, and she bought like Cheez-Its or something like ridiculous, and some kind of perfume. They took that too, because you're not allowed to have anything with liquid.
Yeah, especially over 35.
Yeah, forget about JFK. They take anything. They even take your panties.
Yeah, if they like it, they'll take it. Like, yeah. No, you can't have this
they
ball.
They do.
Like, you gotta take
this ball. And I hate it, you know. So, you know, I almost got arrested. So when they said, you know, the Christmas tree, I can see everything dangling off the Christmas tree with knives and pennies. It's perfumes. It's like anything that those guys can come up with.
They had like a whole bunch of scissors on there. So I didn't know they could
I
put everything in the suitcase.
Anything that before that has liquid, you know, I used to have expensive perfumes. They said, "Is it more than 5 milliliters? You know, you cannot have that."
Yeah. You got to put it. You got to put the underneath the plane.
Yeah. The yeah. Exactly. Yep. That's what you have to do.
Carry on. Had to learn it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That they have like a place you can mail it home or something.
Yeah. So yeah. Like that's
Yeah, that's crazy.
But I wonder what they do with it, though. You know, I used to work at the airport over here at security in Sweden. That was a while ago, but that was way past, you know, when they had those, terrorist attacks and stuff like that. So,
oh yeah,
now you gotta take off your shoes, and you know, if you have a wig, take off your wig. You know, just put it on the belt.
No,
you know,
it's
so embarrassing. Well, I don't have a wig, but you know, I see people do it. Oh my God, it's so embarrassing.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well,
God forbid if you have a prosthesis or something, you know, just take your body parts off, you know, please.
Oh my gosh.
It's crazy. Wow. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
You gotta take off your hair and your leg.
And your leg.
Yeah, and your leg and everything. Just put it on the cover.
Oh my God.
I just crawl, you know, I would just crawl onto the conveyor belt myself, just x-ray me already just so I can get through this. Because it's so annoying when I go through the airport these days.
It is. I think like the best airport that we've been through and we didn't have trouble was in Mexico, because we didn't have to take off.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just walked through because I was gonna take shoes off. They're like, no, you're good. I'm like, what?
It's like, keep them on. It's like, please keep them on. That's how they're all over there.
You're like, what?
Yeah. Keep like on? When we were at Heathrow, they like did a almost like. Just filled, body search, and there was this guy standing in front, and his mouth was like wide open, and the lady was like filling all of my boobies and stuff. I'm like, I just felt like violated. Like, oh my god, he was just looking. Yeah. He was like the bystander. He wasn't even
girl,
like.
No girl,
he was just like.
He locked into his
I was like, memory. Can we go into a room? She's like, it's going to take longer, ma'am. I'm like, no. Oh, my God.
You know, going to Australia and everything, the bowling thing, swallowing everything.
It sounded like his mouth was open. Like,
oh, my God.
No, I swear, no, that was so nasty. Like, oh, my God.
I have to catch a glimpse of him doing
it. Yeah. Like, right. Oh my God! So yeah, I know
it's
how
crazy is. Traveling. Yeah, but Mexico. I guess I gotta travel to Mexico. I guess because they don't care. You know,
you're good. They ask you questions and they have like dogs sniffing your luggage and stuff. And
that's it.
Yeah, and then that was it.
Yeah,
Mexico. But like
that's a funny thing too. I'm really hyper, but when I traveled from to JFK again, and I happened to have an old sandwich in my bag. Not an old, but it was, you know, I tossed it up because I knew it was going to be a problem when I came to JFK. And there was this dog, and of all the luggage, the dog just stayed, you know, just put, you know, the paw in my bag. I said, I have nothing in my bag. And then the dog said, they said, did you have any fresh items, any fruit or sandwich? I said, yeah, they tossed it up before I left, you know, the airplane. So they were looking for sandwiches, not narcotics.
Oh, my gosh. Wait. Sandwiches, not narcotics.
They were looking for, food items.
Looking for these fruits, man.
He's looking for sandwiches, not drugs. Fruit
flies. No, I don't know.
That's crazy.
It is, you know. I said this dog doesn't sniff for cocaine or narcotics. No, it's for fresh food, or you can't bring in fresh food over here. I said, I know, because I travel back and forth, but, you know, come on. That is crazy.
That's crazy.
They took this dog through training for ever how many months to sniff out food.
To sniff out sandwiches.
This is bribery.
This is right.
This is the bologna sandwich on
fry. White bread.
White bread.
It's a bologna.
No, white bread. But that's so crazy. You know what it is? Because when you go to New Zealand, for example, Australia, you can't bring in any seeds or any fresh items. So I guess the dog is sensitive to that. But, you know, it is
crazy. At least, well, they want you to buy the airport food. That's like super.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I had a sandwich from the plane inside my bag, and I said, you know, I better toss it up because I know it's probably going to be a problem here because it's fresh, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. Or is?
But it still smells.
And so when you have water or some kind of drink, you see everybody just standing around the trash can, like trying to chug all this.
Yeah.
One of them. I was like, okay.
Yeah, me too. On a regular basis. Let's drink
what we can.
And I tried to find somebody to give it to.
$5 bottle of water.
That's crazy.
Oh my gosh.
And then the government, they can outside there when they have to toss everything. Oh my God, that's right. There's always going to be somebody, you know, looking into that because, you know, they freak out. It's a homeless person's paradise over there. You know, I would do it.
He bought like some expensive whiskey. I think it was like. It was like Blue Label.
Johnny Walker.
Johnny Walker, Blue
Label. Johnny Walker, red or black or something?
He had the Blue Label.
Oh, and I never knew that.
That's
going to be something.
Bottle. So he was like, nah, you are not getting this. So he chugged it. He was in the bathroom.
That's great. Alcohol poisoning.
Yes. Oh my God. No. Are you kidding me? Oh, jeez.
Or you're going to throw it away. Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah. You have to
Do the same.
I mean, once you get to the gate, I mean, you kind of already check your luggage, though.
Yeah.
You got to know what you're doing. You don't buy. You can buy inside, though, when it inside.
No,
the
you can't gate, sell it.
You know,
There's no mail in.
No,
liquids.
Oh my God, it's too funny. Yeah, alcohol poisoning 101. Yeah,
you gotta put it inside my shoe or
something.
I put it inside of me somewhere, you know, somewhere, but not through the mouth.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
The airport is different. Some of them are very lax, some are not, but
it depends on which country you go to.
Exactly. Depending on which person you go
to. If the person doesn't really care, or you know, they'll let you slide, or you know, you give them something.
Oh, yeah,
too many people around to give them
something. Yeah, you can slip something. Yeah. If you know how to do a good deal, you can slip something.
You just have to look them in the eye and constantly have eye contact. And
right, exactly.
Yeah. But that's how you do it.
I'm going to take this, okay?
Yeah.
You're going to take this, okay?
and I would pay you with a ham sandwich. Okay.
And then you see, you know, a little hand. Yeah, exactly. Right. I wonder if women or men have easier, you know, for to slip through the. That's wild. You know what I was like? That's too funny. You guys are hilarious.
Oh, thank you. We weren't even trying.
Mm-hmm. You made my night, that's for sure. Oh, you guys are hysterical.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I tried and I said, I'm never going to get through. You know, Wi-Fi sucks or whatever, but, you know, I did, obviously.
Sweden.
Yeah, so what you have to call back again and tell us how it is in Sweden, because we want to get out and travel more too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, come over here and I'll take you to my Bay of Spain too, because I'm going to move over there. So,
oh.
Have you been to Spain?
Well, we've never been to Spain. I've only been to England.
Yeah.
And we had to stop off in Iceland for a couple of hours. But yeah, that's it. Yeah. So we have to get out again. Because, you know, you Americans, we got to get out more.
Yeah. I give you my email address and you're more than welcome to visit me over here. And then, you know, I'm a traveler. So, and I like people, I'm a people person.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. That's good. That's good.
Content's always good. Always good.
We're trying to go back to England probably maybe February or so and get back over there. Because we like Europe.
Yeah.
They have good health plans over there.
Oh, yes, they do.
More so than America, right?
Well, yeah, you know. The not Obamacare, but you know, what about Trump? You know, I always have to ask you, how is what do you think about Trump? I like politics too, but
It needs to be discussed. Okay, so
this is where I back.
Right. Here's how it was in the very, 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 very beginning. Like, he was saying things that people were afraid to say, and they're like, yeah, you know, we agree with him. And then he was like, he's going to roll back Common Core education that they have in the U.S., which is crap. And, you know, we were thinking like, well, wow, you know, because Mr. Sippy's a teacher here. And we're like, well, maybe, you know, maybe he will do something. Okay, but then he started saying some kind of ridiculous things. Yeah, like we're we can follow you know what it did there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's crazy. He's a businessman. And he doesn't have any kind of politics knowledge at all. Like he's a businessman. He can just buy people out with his money. That's what he thinks. But he's got another thing coming.
He's straight business. And
he's disgusting. And I'm not afraid to say, I don't know, I'm on the radio, whatever, but, you know, no, he's got to be stopped one way or another. Because, you know, it's not good the way he bribes people.
And the way he treats women. Since he's been in office, there have been a lot more hate crimes reported, and like, just it's just a whole different feel now, you know, than it was.
You know what's so funny too? The rapper over here, he came to Sweden and got arrested
ASAP Rocky.
ASAP, and now he's over here again, and now everything is hunky dory, everything is great. But when he got arrested and got, you know, incarcerated, whatever, for a couple of days, then who called, who wanted to get the black votes was Donald Trump. So he tried to get in touch with, you know, the people over here to get him released from jail and call the Kardashians and everything, and Kanye West. You know, it's so ridiculous how he wants to get the black votes. He doesn't care about ASAP. He doesn't care crap about him. You just want to pretend that it cares.
The Kardashians his baby's mother. Well, what's her name? Well, she's a Jenner. What's her name? Is it Kylie or?
Yeah, Kylie.
Is it Kylie?
Yeah.
Kylie Jenner. Yeah,
they have a baby together. So
yeah, you know, the babies of everybody. I don't know. The babies are popping out left and right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say, but you know what? That's what's happening. They don't see the whole picture, but
yeah.
And Kanye wants to become the president, and now he's with Joel Osteen doing his thing, and
Joel Osteen.
Yeah, I thought I heard it all, but Joel Osteen and Kanye West doing the prison thing. Okay.
No, are they?
Yes, they are. You didn't hear about this? It's crazy.
No.
Doing what?
A prison thing. Like, I guess what, prison reform or something?
Yeah, he's rapping in prisons with Joel Osteen for the Christian. Come on. I think, you know, he needs to get on his medication again because he's off medication, Kanye West. You know, he's got to stop. He stopped. I mean, you got to look into this. You know, please do it.
I think Kanye is doing a good thing.
I think
it's calling.
He's a Joel Osteen of all people.
Passed, but think about it. Before his mom passed, the guy was doing great things, right? When his mom died, he was like all out the world. He was saying stuff he shouldn't be saying. He dyed his hair blonde and all this other stuff.
Yeah, he's going through phases.
He didn't have a good foundation after his mom died. His mom was his foundation. And so now he's Christianity and this stuff, and I guess he's still kind of going overboard, I guess, in our eyes, because it's not normal to see this stuff from a rapper.
It's not. It's embarrassing. I think it's good. He's intelligent and smart person, but come on.
It's like a good gift and a curse in the place.
I was never with Kanye.
You can't go. I mean, come on. You got to stick to something. But he's all over the place.
Yeah,
he was president one day, and then I don't know. But you know,
after his mom passed,
he kind of lost it. Yeah.
So he's got to have a problem there.
That's where it all stems from. He's searching for something.
Yeah, obviously.
I think
it's looking into that. Yeah,
Kim Kardashian's probably the only thing that's trying to keep him centered. But it's probably hard. It's probably hard for her to keep him.
Yeah.
You know,
because he's both going through the path right now.
Yeah, because she's trying to become a lawyer now. Yeah,
and he wants to be all
who is?
Yeah.
Yeah, she enrolled into what is that?
Some type of
lawyer school or like
thing. Because her father was a lawyer for O.J. Simpson.
So probably she's so. Gonna, yeah, probably so. Yeah, so she's into that, and he's trying to become like almost like a preacher kind of sort of.
Yeah, so that's what it is. Check it out. So now it's Joel Osteen is gonna do prison thing, but he's everything is so clean and everything is so good. You know, that's
Joel Osteen out of all people. Joel Osteen. Yes.
I don't know if you like Joel Osteen or not, but I'm not a fan of him.
No, I was a Christian, but he can preach. I don't.
It's hard for me to believe somebody that has as many stories as he has.
But he didn't let the people into the church when it was flooding in Houston, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't let them in for like a couple of weeks.
I don't like it for nothing.
Like the carpet got to be clean.
The carpet.
No, it's not good.
Hold me. Yeah. Oh, hold on. I gotta get the.
You go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But anyway. Yeah, but Joel Osteen, it's a sham, you know.
Yeah.
When I was in the United States for so many years, I belonged to a church, and it was like kind of a cult as well as everything else with the Christianity. Right. When I have so much money, but you gotta believe in the whatever you're gonna believe in, but don't become. Right. You know, right. Like a god, because you know you know how to talk or preach. No,
right?
Don't like it.
Joel Osteen. Well, it's I don't just know. The name says it all. Creflo Dollar.
But you,
your phone is talking.
Siri is all over the place.
Have you heard of Creflo Dollar?
No. What is that?
He's like Joel. He is a preacher like Joel Osteen.
What is that?
And he wanted his congregation to buy him a new private jet, right?
Creflo Dollar? But that's what they do.
I think so.
No.
Well, he's similar to him.
It wasn't Creflo
Dollar. It's similar.
I can tell you about my church, and it was a Baptist church, and it's what it was. You have to tithe, you know, 10% of what you make, right?
Yeah.
And then you have to make an offering every Wednesday and Saturday and Sunday.
Once. Whoa.
Yeah. So when you do the offering, you know, the pastor, I'm not going to say his name, but one day I will because I'm on a hunt for him. He knows if he listens, but which he doesn't. but he says, this was not good enough. Let's, you know, you guys have to do it again. And it was a congregation with 200 people. And wow. He started building new houses and another church. And this is on Long Island that I can't say. I'm going to go into probably name soon, but I'm going to stop myself because I really wish that he's not going to be for long. But, you know, it's all money. They don't have to pay taxes. And, you know, they live on old people at the church coming there believing, you know, I have to tithe. I have to do this. Even kids, when they had birthday, if somebody gave them money, the pastor said, you know, to the kids, you have to give 10% of whatever you got in your wallet today because of your birthday. You know, give constantly. And I don't know, and this is a Baptist church congregation.
Was that in America?
Yes, it's in America. It's 11 kicking right now. Mother effer. Don't like it.
that's how we grew up. Like
Baptist church, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, don't you just want to...
Yeah.
Just, not enough. You all can dig deeper into your pocket.
Yes. Yeah, I was in Memphis, and it happened. And like the pastor, he sent the tray, like all the trays around again, and was like, you can do better than that. What? And then he was like, you can do better than that. You guys come in here and you suck up all the air. And you suck up all the heat.
Yep, pretty much. That's right.
It never comes back in this church.
Yeah, right.
No. Nope. And then it's starting to be, you know.
I was like, okay, it's time to go.
You see, you saved yourself. You know, me and my family didn't until, you know, my husband passed away cancer. In this church and everything. And they made sure they went to my house, took all his stuff away. Because, you know, they kind of, it becomes like a cult.
Yeah.
You know, my kids were in the church, in the church academy school. And they said, you know, the kids are not going to go to college because it's worldly. And I was like, what? No, they got to preach the Bible if it's a man, and if it's a woman, you know, just going to stay home and bake cookies and make hot chocolate pretty much. It was horrible. So when my husband passed away, I took my kids out of that church as soon as possible. You know, they turned their back on me. I was ostracized or whatever. You know, I was becoming, I was going to go to hell. So it was horrible. That's, you know, never again. No Baptist church for me and my boys.
I mean you have to watch them because you don't know what their intentions are, you know, and they take advantage of your kindness, you know, of your beliefs.
Don't know.
Because they brainwash you for a while. And, they do.
Yes. I think this Ollie, I'm gonna read what you said. They said that they like going to church once or twice, but yeah, they're scary that it could be a cult. Yeah, like
yes, it becomes one eventually. Yeah,
Yeah, it, it so does.
Nice and kind. And they bake for you, and you have, you know, the if you don't come on Wednesday, so they will call you after a while. It's like you're not here, and then make you feel like you're not believing in Christ. You don't want to learn the Bible, and then you feel guilty. So you come there on Wednesdays, and then it's Saturdays and Sundays, and you know, it's twice on Sundays. And Sunday.
You have to go to like the morning service and the afternoon service.
Exactly.
The evening service. Before I go to bed service.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
And then there's a sister church.
Oh yeah.
You go to their service.
I forget about that one.
And you have and to give all a this love offering. Right, you have to give a love offering.
I don't think y'all like it too much. Y'all don't love it.
And the funny, you know, the thing is that the pastor and the family, they keep on producing, you know, the you know, they have kids all over the place too as well. And the married thing, you know, they marry each other in church to make sure that everybody's pure, whatever it is, they want to make sure. And then when the kids, especially in this church on Long Island, when the boys were, you know, 13, 14, you know, they kicked them out of church and they kept the girls.
Wow.
To just stay in church. Yeah, and this goes on right now. And it's crazy. Me and my son, we're going to go after them, but, you know, it's going to, their time is going to come.
Wow.
It's disgusting. It's horrible.
On the takedown. So
they kick the boys out.
Keep the girls.
Yes, they do. And the thing is, you know, there was a family of 8 people. There was, you know, 2 adults that had been in church forever. And just because the father couldn't tithe 10% because he got out of work and, you know, she was not working because the church said, you know, not for the woman to work. And they had 8 kids. And they said to the mom and to mother and the father to leave the church and take the boys with them, and they kept the girls. It was 2 girls.
So they kept the girls as collateral?
Yeah.
So they
But the brain was the girls to marry, you know, the inside the church.
Oh. That's almost like Mormon.
It is a cult. It's I think the church, you know, eventually they came from Dakota or something like that. It's Minnesota or whatever it is up there.
Mm. Sure, it's not Utah.
Utah, and you know,
Utah.
Yeah. No, but see, we need to do something about this, and it goes on right now.
Yeah,
and it's for a fact. I know it's two churches over there, but no, you know, I was smart enough to get out of there, but it wasn't easy because I was all by myself with my 3 boys. My husband passed away.
That's crazy. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Because a lot of people don't get out. They just stay in, like the Scientology
church.
Yeah, the same thing there. Yeah, because they get scared, you know. They think that, oh my God, what's going on after the church? What I want to do? But you know, you got to get out of that stuff because it's not good. No.
No, not at all. If they're trying to control you like that, it's not good.
Right.
You got to get out.
Yep. They followed me around too because I bought a new house and I met a new man and he was, you know, not belonging to the church. So they threatened me and they followed me around.
Oh my God. Crazy.
And then I took my kids into public school and they said, well, Annette, you're going to end up in hell and you're bringing your boys with you. So I said, yeah, whatever. I'll meet you there.
Can you put a restraining order against the church? Can you do that?
Probably people. It's gonna be very hard then. Yeah, it's gonna be hard because you know it's almost impossible.
Against an individual rather than a whole.
So probably against like the pastor or whoever's doing the harassing, whoever's watching.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you survived!
I did, and so many other women and people and couples are gonna do the same thing.
And they're still there.
To go through that because.
Wow, that's still interesting. There, I mean, that's scary and interesting at the same time. Wow. Oh my gosh.
that's
wow. That makes me want to have another glass of wine. You know, to calm my nerves, of course, right?
This is what happened. I'm not scared of nothing. I don't care who listens, because this is what's coming down now for Pastor Graf and his family, or whatever it is on Long Island. And this too, the Baptist church over there. He knows who he is.
So they're still in New York.
The two churches, and yeah, they're still in New York. Long Island Baptist. Now we're going to go into real details. Yeah. And I kept, you know, I had artwork of Betty Boop. That was really worth a lot of money. And they said, you know, you cannot have that in your house, Annette, because, you know, Betty Boop, she shows her boobs. So
seriously?
I'm not kidding. So they took the artwork. Yeah. And I said, well, so what are you going to do with it? You know, I said, keep it. And that was worth thousands of dollars. They said, we take it and, you know, we're probably going to get rid of it, and because it's not appropriate for, you know, a Christian household to have, you know, anything that shows boobs. And I can go on and on about this before I open my eyes when my husband passed away, that this is not good. So yeah, the crazy.
Oh my God. So was it easy leaving that, or hard?
For me, it was.
How did you eventually break away?
All easy. I'm a strong, I'm a sweet. I'm not from Sweden. I'm like a Viking, you know. I really don't have that in my roots, that I'm not scared of anything like that. But of course, for fear for my kids, because they grew up in the church, some of them, you know, the two of them at least. I said, I have to be strong, because I feel like this is not right. This is not right what they're doing to.
Yeah.
I see it, but people around me don't see it. But I saw it. My husband didn't see it. He was so caught up in the church, that was disgusting.
The one that passed away?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, wow.
When he was only 42 years old. But, yeah. Could have gone better.
Well, I'm glad you're out and you're safe.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. And I just want to warn other people too, because it's not good. It's not healthy.
No, I mean, they take advantage of people that are just kind of lost, you know, that like want some guidance and everything. And they just, they take advantage of that.
They do. Weak people, you know, elderly that doesn't have, you know, a spouse, you know, especially there must be in like 20 or 30 widow people over there. And there must have been over 75, you know, to 80. And the only thing they have is a church.
Right.
And they, oh my God, that was the only thing that they had. So they took advantage. They were milking money out of people constantly.
Wow. And they still do it.
And it's not good.
God. No. So to all of you listeners out there, if somebody's trying to take advantage of you, just say no.
don't give do and it. Give.
Mm-mm. Stay strong and get out.
Yeah. It says in the Bible, you don't have to go to church to pray. You can pray in the corner of your house. That's what God says. And that's in the Bible. Right. So that's
true. And that's what we were talking about the other day.
Yep.
Yeah. Like
right?
Churches can be held anywhere.
Yeah. Exactly.
You can hold it inside of a strip club if you want.
Okay, we're not. But we're not. We're not doing that.
I'm just saying.
But outside in the corner somewhere, far away. Okay.
You can be headed to the park in your car.
No, but you can save somebody on the street. You know, save somebody. You know, just say. You know, you never know. You don't have to go to a church and just give. You know, do you understand me? You get me, because the Bible says.
Oh, yeah.
You can be saved. You can pray in the corner of your house or whatever, in the corner, you know, of your house. You don't have to go to a church or facility. Because, you know what is? These pastors or whatever, churches, they're taking advantage of this.
Oh.
It's humans. They're people. They're taking advantage out of the Bible. And I swear.
Right. Yeah.
That's why
I can open up a church over here, and I'm gonna say tithe, give me 10% of whatever you make, and I don't have to tax it. There's no taxes. Plus, come here and I preach the Bible. I read the Bible, and I tell you what I feel you want to hear from the Bible. That's how it is.
Right.
People are weak sometimes in the weak moment.
Say, growing up,
what?
About offering.
Oh, will a man rob God? Yet he have robbed me. Tithes and offerings.
In Mississippi.
But that's close. That's what he said. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my word. You can say, oh, my God, because I have a word.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Every Sunday.
Well, I get into with my dad over this stuff.
Yeah, no. We have something to think about. And, you can come here and visit, and, I'll take you to my bay. Right.
Yes!
Don't be surprised.
Yeah,
pop up over there.
I know, right?
Oh, definitely. No, come on. No, I have friends over there.
We have summers off, so hey.
Yeah. Bring some Blue Walker and, I bring moonshine over here. And it become blind if you drink the shit over here. Oh, excuse
me. We'll put that in the suitcase, though. Yeah, we're not going to put that in the carry on.
No, you're putting your leg. you bring your hollow leg and you put it in there and you're just whatever.
Oh yeah. That's
what all right, my friends. God. You guys are too hilarious. I love you. All right.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. We are like over our time.
Yeah. So,
but we'll be on next Friday. I don't know what time. We said 11, but then Mr. Sippy over here gets sleepy.
Yeah, so of course.
We'll probably have to do it earlier.
So, give me a holler or something. I don't know.
So he's an old man.
I can't stay up past 9 o'clock.
The way he used to.
He's a little baby. All right, so you and I girl can talk. He can just, give him his pacifier and he's fine. A little Blue Walker. Huh?
Yeah.
But he can't do that anymore. No. But yeah. Oh.
That was so nice. God, I have new friends.
Oh, yes. And we love to travel too. So yeah, we'll have to do a live show when you're with us.
Yeah, definitely. We have a lot to talk about. I'm not afraid. talk about anything. I'm talking about.
She's not afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Oh, no, he's going to sing. Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
He's going to sing. It's gonna burst into a song.
Okay. Look, he likes to sing.
Okay. If you on the song, I know I will come up with a song for you.
Yeah, he will. He likes to do that.
No, we do Christmas songs, Christmas carols together. Like
one of those. Christmas, just a Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
He won't stop. He won't stop.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm good.
You guys are so cute. I'm gonna pee my in pantalones over here. But
so make sure you follow us, and so you know when we're gonna be on again.
Yeah, so just have to find you now.
Follow me. Working. He works for me.
I don't do social media.
Yeah, I did. It's on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So then it's all of you and me, girl. So
I'm not
a social.
What is this? We have a first time listener. Okay, I can't pronounce your name because I don't have my glasses on, my bifocals.
Just say
kid.
No, that's pretty wrong. It's Annette, but it.
Scott Kid.
He said, yup.
Oh, did I write that?
I don't have my iPhone. <Scott Kid.
laughs> I think we are a little bit crazy over here.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So, when I turned 40, my doctor was like, you need bifocals now. I'm like, what?
But me too. No, I said, no. I'd rather see bad. I'd rather not read at all because I hate having glasses. So I refuse, but I have to.
But mine don't have the lines. Mine don't have the lines on them, so you can't tell that they're bifocals.
Me neither.
Have to look no, down
I don't. Just I wear them a secret. You know, I just don't read at all. I just pretend I know everything. That's me.
I can't be drawing this for no bifocal discussion.
Oh, right. Bifocals. Oh, my God. You look like an owl. Like in those.
You got bifocals on your contacts?
You can have a second.
Yeah, but they give you one contact to put in one eye, and then you feel like when you walk like, you know, you're stepping on, you know.
Yeah, like it's on a slant.
Yes. Yeah. The floor is becoming like up to you. It's like, no way.
I feel that.
You did the same thing. No, I'm never going to do it again, ever. I tried.
Mr. Stevie just told me I'm loud. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we are loud.
I like vodka and it, you know, on Friday because I had a long week and sometimes it makes me get loud. Sorry.
Yeah, me too.
Well, next time I'm loud. Red wine, it'll still make me loud.
Exactly.
Like, whatever.
Yeah. Okay, you have a Scott kid of six, but that is not me. That's got to be something else.
The devil's lettuce. Right. You need some devil's lettuce.
Everybody. And what is this? Oh, just checking out new podcast. That's what Scott Kid? Scott Kid on 6 said. What's up?
Oh, 6-8.
He said, oh, 6 said. That's oh, what six, he eight. Said.
Oh.
He's right there.
Scott Kid on 6 said. That's the whole thing?
Yeah, that's his name.
I can't see what it is.
Okay, I know Scott you can't Kid? See.
Oh, 6.
Okay. So, and this is for you too, Antoinette.
Alpha? Scott Kid, you an alpha?
No, it's she. She said, I'm a she.
Oh, so.
This is woman power right here.
Oh.
Oh, yes, yeah. Antoinette, you still there?
I thought it was 08.
Oh, that's 08. I'm still
there. Am I saying Antoinette? I said Antoinette. I changed your name and everything.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, girl. It's all good.
Make a song for that.
She don't care about no man. She don't need no man. Cause she's an alpha woman. Not Omega.
She's an alpha. I got the vibrato.
Thank you. Thank
you.
And
you know who you are?
Oh,
you're my queen.
Okay, thank you. Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, you are.
Are you gonna make me
and you and she said that was awesome.
Thank you. Someone appreciates me. Thank you. And if you like that one, you should check out our earlier song called Petal Pusher.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So
you forgot about that one.
Anyway,
that's on our
53rd and then
hour.
Email us. And everybody yes, I will. Email us positiveecs@gmail.com. Positiveecs@gmail.com.
That's with two E's.
Yeah, positive POSITIV.
Oh, that was too much for me right now in the morning. But yeah.
S. Yeah, I know. It's like, what, almost 6 in the morning.
Yeah, you keep it.
Well, okay. Calm down.
I mean, y'all give me too many trigger words, man.
Okay. let me get this out quick before you fall asleep on us. So positiveecs@gmail.com. I also have a website, positiveecs.com. And you guys, you can blog on that too. And then there's also a Facebook, Positive Enlight. And I also have a Tumblr, which I'm still trying to figure out how to work because it's very difficult. Positive Enlightenment. And there's also an Instagram, Positive Enlighten, and a Twitter, Positive Enlighten. So
that's a lot for people to write.
I know. Okay, so just
go
positive,
to your website.
Positiveecs.com. Shoot me an email. I'm gonna upload my new newsletter, which I should have done last week, but you know, I've been behind because it's a very long week. So yes. But we do this every Friday. Okay, Instagram. Friday. Okay, Scott Kid 06. We're gonna look you up too. Let me write that down.
Scott Kid 06. It.
Okay, and she is also on Twitter @KimberlyYano.
Oh no, not, I'm sorry. Yan 0188. I'm gonna write that down.
Take a screenshot.
Yeah. Oh, I can do a screenshot, right?
Shift Command 4.
See, that's why I have him here. He's useful sometimes.
Shift Command 4.
Yeah, so I'm doing a screenshot. And I put you on there. Oh, thanks, Annette.
Good. So got it. Good, good. All right.
I'm going to put you on there. Yep. Mr. Sippy is my IT guy. How did you guess?
Good.
Yeah.
You need a lot.
That's what Scott Kid said. And, and I get him for free.
Oh, wow. You see?
Yeah, he's not getting paid. I don't pay him anything.
You guys are good together. I love you guys. All right.
And a soda. I'm okay.
Yeah. That's how
I got it. Oh, I gotta go, sweethearts. No, I gotta get my.
Okay, thank you so much for calling in. Hopefully, we'll see you next Friday.
Thank you. Love you. Love you. Love you. All right.
All right. Love you too.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, guys. So, oh snap. Okay. So, thank you, Sky Kid. I hope I'm saying it right.
Sky Kid.
06. But yes, everybody, thank you for participating tonight. We went over our time because we're having so much fun. But positiveecs.com, positiveecs@gmail.com. Again, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Yeah, I'm doing it.
Wow.
Okay.
Doing it. Wow.
She represent Queens, but I was raised out of Brooklyn.
Okay.
Well, you represent California, and I was raised out of Mississippi.
I think you just made me type something in wrong.
Well,
it's your wonderful singing voice. Is that what it is? Just throwing me off.
Man, I know, right?
Okay. Anyway, thank you guys for listening in. We'll be back next Friday.
Thanks, Anita. Scott Kid. Oh, shit. Anita.
Okay.
Annette.
Oh, I think it's
okay. Annette, Anita, Neat.
Well, we got your screenshot.
We got you.
And you too, Sky Kid.
Oh,
so we'll be Instagramming you and everything what you sent us, and I'm gonna add you. Sky All Kid. Right. So we'll talk to you guys. Oh wait, whoa, we got one call? One call? We'll do one call.
We'll do one more.
Well, let's see what this is. Hello?
Hello.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Hey, what's up? Hello. What's going on?
I'm a violet kid.
Huh? What up, Scott, our kid?
Hello. I'm from India. My name is Prabhu.
What's up, man?
What's up?
Not much.
How are you?
Where are you from?
How are you?
We're good. Where are you from?
I'm from India.
Oh, India. Hey!
Hello, my friend. New friends from Hi. India.
India, yeah. What's up? What time is it over there?
Okay. It's 10:30.
In the morning?
Morning, Dad.
Oh, okay. It's time for a mimosa. Yeah, I mean,
what time there?
What's a mimosa?
Mimosa, I don't know mimosa.
Okay, so a mimosa is.
You sound kind of young.
Oh yeah, you sound kind of young. How old are you?
I'm 21.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
you're 21.
All right.
In America,
oh, it's America.
Champagne and orange juice mixed together.
Can you tell me any comics like that? Books to read.
What is it called?
Any books? Can you suggest me any books to read? I need some reading skills to improve for my exams. So.
For exam, so wait, you want to read some books?
Yeah, to increase my vocabulary skills and all.
Oh, to help your English.
So you want to read some books?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Can you type your email address and we'll see what we can do?
Wait, I will type it.
Well, can you tell me what the email address is?
I send it.
Oh, okay. I see it. I'm going to take a screenshot of it right now.
Okay. Then what's up, guys? Are
you able to download digital books?
Oh, yeah, I can download that one.
Okay.
Send me some interesting books.
Like that's what?
Been through my vocabulary and reading skills also. Hello?
You want educational?
Or
do you want
what?
Educational, entertainment.
So, like, what, a comic book?
Ah, okay.
Yeah?
No,
Is it? Oh.
So I have a list of books for you.
Calculus?
No, history. like reading, right? Like reading.
Yeah.
Reading, because he's working on his English.
Oh.
Yeah.
I teach computers.
How to improve English language. I'm making so many mistakes on grammar like that.
Okay.
Grammar books.
Any ideas? Can you tell me ideas to improve?
So
that
what language? About worksheet activities?
Worksheet.
Yeah.
If he has an answer.
What was that?
It's like little small tests that you take. To
mock tests like that,
Yeah, you probably wouldn't need that though.
No,
that wouldn't help.
What,
that
like some help. Ad helper?
Yeah, that wouldn't help.
We'll hook you up. We'll send you a list of stuff that you could probably read, like some digital books or something, some audio books that we read.
Yeah,
mine will be but there's Zane.
What's your name?
Who?
His name is Mr. Sippy, like Mississippi, but Mr. Sippy. Okay. And my name is Ashley.
Ashley. Sippy Ashley. Okay. Nice name.
Thank you. Yeah. So, we can look that stuff up. Lucky for you, you're calling teachers, right? Well, Mr. Sippy, he does computers, so.
Yeah.
Well, we'll look at some stuff, and we can email you.
Yeah,
so look out for that. It'll come from positiveecs.com. Yeah, Ska Kid. She said, practice sheets?
Oh, shit.
You know what we're talking about.
Yeah. I like Scotty
at 06. Yeah, favorite. She's funny. She's an alpha. What's up, alpha? Okay, you guys, like for real, we gotta go though. So,
Scotty,
are you coming at the song?
Scotty.
Okay.
06.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I can't think of one.
Okay. Right,
sing some songs. Sing some songs.
I already gave her alpha. Scott Kid, I gave you alpha. That's your new one right there.
I'm sorry.
I give you another one next week to be track two off the Scott Kid 06 album. In 1-9. In the 1-9. In the, well,
she said, I'm so tuning in to next week. Okay. And believe me, he'll have a new song for you too. Well, we don't know what time, but tune into Positive ECS.
If we make a time, we'll show it.
If we make a time, I'll put it on the website too for the upcoming. Yeah, I have a slot for that where I can put up upcoming stuff. But so we'll do that. But as for you, Prabhu, am I saying that right?
Prabhu?
Well, you know who you are.
Yeah.
Anyway, we know Prabhu. You some stuff. Oh, there you are. You there? Okay. Yeah. So we'll email you some list of books. I know I'll email you some stuff that I like to read that'll help you with your English grammar. I like to do, I have Amazon Prime, and I like to do the audio books. And so, because, like, I really don't have time to, like, sit down and actually read. So I have to listen to it while I'm doing stuff. So
Yeah. That, just listening to that makes you improve your language like that.
Oh, is that I'm good for you? At English.
You can also try Duolingo.
Thanks, Scott Kid. Duolingo.
Yeah, Duolingo. It's an app that you can download that will help you with English as well.
Can you type that one, lingo, what spelling, what?
Type it up there.
Oh, okay. I was doing the alpha lady. Okay.
Duolingo.com.
Uh-oh. That's what happens when you're typing impaired. Duolingo. Yeah, because that's what I do in French, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, Duolingo. And so, like, you put in the language that you speak and then the language that you want to learn and English, because you want to learn English. So then it'll help you, like, learn English and it'll give you, like, little activities. And you can do it on your phone and also on your computer. And it's free, too.
It's free. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Thank you so much.
That's how I practice with my French. So, yeah, you can use Duolingo. Definitely the audiobooks. I'll send you a list of those that I like to listen to. And, yeah, and if we come across any worksheets, because I don't know what your level is yet. Your practice Stop sheets.
It. Practice sheet.
What your level is, but we can, like, give you some worksheets you can read and then answer questions to kind of help you with your grammar. But it will probably be better if you do the Duolingo and then listen to the books before the worksheets, because then you'll actually know what you're listening to.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you.
Educator. Right. And I've been drinking vodka, right?
At 12 o'clock at night.
Thank you.
Good. You good.
But we're going to go, though. So we've got your email, and I'll send you some stuff. Probably not tonight, because I'm going to, like knock out, like, right now. So
I'm already asleep. I'm sleepwalking.
Yeah, he's asleep.
You got to slap me in my mouth.
Did I touch you in your mouth? I'm sorry. Hey, but yeah, so.
Scott Kidd, she hit me in my mouth.
She's gone. She went. She went. So
who she leave for?
She went to sleep. She said, have a good night.
Scott Kidd. Okay.
So yeah, but look for it, like, what's tomorrow? Tomorrow's Saturday. Well,
tomorrow's Sunday.
Well, for you.
Tomorrow's Sunday.
Saturday?
It's midnight right now, so it's already Sunday.
Okay, well, it's, what is it? So it's Saturday for us right now. So, well, it's 12:02 Eastern Standard Time. So, yeah, I'll email you some stuff. But I took a screenshot of your email address. So look out for that. Yeah. It's going to come from Positive ECS, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hopefully you're 21, mister.
You said 32.
32. You said 21, right?
21. Yeah, I'm 21.
21.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're
14. What's your age?
Okay. But yeah, but just look out for some stuff for us. And if you have any
questions. What's your age? Tell me your age.
Huh? Say it again.
Age. What's your age? You are 21?
You're 21?
Hello.
Okay.
What's your age? Ashley.
Oh, how old am I?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in my 40s. I'm older. I was born in the 70s. So, yeah.
Okay. It's okay. I'm so experienced, you know.
I'm old enough.
Age is just a number. Age is just a number.
Yeah. She married, though, too, bro.
Okay, anyway. So, anyway, I will be emailing you, okay?
Yeah.
And if you have any questions, just email back.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Bye. So that will conclude our show. So everybody tune in next Friday.
And good night.
Go to the website, Positive ECS, and we'll let you know what time we're going to be on
and good night
for next Friday. Okay? So, bye. So check your email, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Bye. All right, then, you guys. Bye. We will see you later. And it was so nice talking to everyone. And you probably, am I saying it right?
Yeah. You're correct.
Okay. So be looking out for the email for me, positiveecs@gmail.com. Okay.
Okay.
All right, good, guys. Good. We will see you later. Say bye.
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 Bye.